Fifth Estate is being distributed by Touchstone Pictures, a division of ABC's parent company, Disney. And with that, let's continue the debate. We turn live to Julian Assange, who joins us from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Thank you for joining us again, Mr. Assange. And you heard Benedict Cumberbatch there. He says he tried to neither glorify nor vilify you. And the film celebrates many of the what he calls the great things that WikiLeaks has done. Do you accept that?
Well, Mr. Cumberbatch wrote me a charming, very polite letter, and with genuine concerns about the nature of the script being used in that film. He's reported to have said to Vogue and to The Guardian that he had fights with the director who wanted to present me as a, quote, cartoon baddie. That's Mr. Cumberbatch's words. I don't want to put words into his additional words into his mouth, but of course he is under a contract and is limited to what he can say in the film. I do know that he tried to ameliorate some of the worst elements of the script, but unfortunately with limited success.
What's your biggest complaint?
I'm pleased he tried.
What's your biggest complaint with the film?
Well, I don't know where to begin. I mean, we released the whole script well before this happened. There was no approach to us by DreamWorks in any formal capacity whatsoever, other than the informal approach by Benedict Cumberbatch just days before shooting began. This is a film that is based upon my life's work, the work of my organization. We have people in extremely serious situations. Sarah Harrison, who accompanied Edward Snowden out of Hong Kong, now effectively in exile in Russia because of the terrorism investigation here. Jeremy Hammond, an alleged media source to 25 organizations, including ours, up for sentencing in under a month's time. An ongoing grand jury investigation. What are the responsibilities for ethical filmmaking in that context? None of the suggested changes that we sent to participant media ended up even in the final text of the film. But there's been a big cashing in that has gone on.
You mentioned Sarah Harrison.
A rich organization that is... Yeah.
You mentioned Sarah Harrison, as you said.
This is a rich organization, DreamWorks. It's making a lot of money. Is intending to make a lot of money from this process. But there's no contribution to our defense fund, to the defense fund of our alleged sources, and so on.
Let me move on to Sarah Harrison, as you said. She's with Edward Snowden. We saw Edward Snowden this week receive an award from four American whistleblowers who traveled over to meet with him, and it was something that was facilitated by WikiLeaks. Of course, Sarah Harrison, a prime member of WikiLeaks as well. She's been with Snowden throughout his time in Russia. What can you tell us about how Edward Snowden is doing right now? What's next for him and for Sarah Harrison?
Edward Snowden is safe. We, through a lot of work, in particularly by Sarah Harrison, managed to gain him asylum in Russia after our attempts to gain him asylum in South America were thwarted in a very bizarre manner by the State Department by denying, by cancelling his passport while he was in Moscow. So he's safe. He's working to educate people, the journalists involved in these disclosures as to what is going on. He very rightly received that award from a former NSA, CIA, FBI, and DOJ whistleblowers, an award for integrity. It's a serious matter. It's a threat to U.S. democracy and to democracy more broadly in the West to have a surveillance apparatus on every single person that would have been the dream of East Germany.